Hi, thanks very much for coming in. Can you start by telling us what your job role is?
Yeah, I'm currently a pre-kindergarten teacher at an international school in Amsterdam.
Great. How did you get into this job role?
To sum it up in a word, accidentally. I found myself in Amsterdam looking for work and applied for a classroom assistant role at the school, which was with an older grade in the primary level. And after a year of doing that, I had to switch to the early childhood unit, which, at first was a big unknown and held a lot of fears. But after 2 or 3 months, it was, wow, I've found where I belong.
Great. And how did you kind of see your career at 15?
Wow. I don't think I did, to be honest. I left school after A-levels, worked in an office for 3 years. Returned to university to study sports psychology, wasn't really sure what I wanted to do after that. Of course, it's quite a narrow field, an elite field. So I travelled. I did a gap year teaching English, which was my first sort of foray into a classroom or educational setting. I think it followed on from there, but if you'd asked me at 15, then I wouldn't have had any answers.
And so what kind of route have you taken in terms of training and qualifications to get where you are?
Yeah, kind of a unique route, I guess, because I was initially an assistant, a classroom assistant at an international school, realised I really, really loved that environment, the flexibility of it, the possibility to travel and to move. But at that moment, I didn't have the qualifications, so it was quite a big upheaval, but I returned to the UK to complete a PGCE.
Great. And what do you kind of see as the best parts of your job?
I think the purity of it, the spontaneity, the fact that it's filled with enthusiastic, lovely, wonderful beings who are all absolute free thinkers, who are all artists, in terms of really connecting with each other and living in the moment, they teach me far more than I can ever teach and support them. So that's the biggest benefit, I think.
Okay. In terms of benefits, what do you find the benefits for you are?
Just to be reminded of that, most friends and family, they have jobs where it's very, very serious. Not many people I know would describe their professions and work as anything other than mundane, something that they have to do. Whereas, for me, I really get genuine joy from that. And it's often said about work that every day is different. You never know how it's going to go. But I don't think that's ever more true than it is in an early years classroom or setting.
And what do you kind of see as the benefits for the children?
In terms of having a male?
In terms of having a male, just yourself being?
Yeah, I think as a male in early years, it is no different. It's been highlighted today, it's about good practice rather than being male or female. But I think from a male perspective, you're forced to think and reflect about these things a little bit more than anyone else would. Perhaps just a sort of carefully considered, a slightly more carefully considered approach.
Great. Great. Thanks very much for coming in.
No, thank you.
Thank you.